Well, being a Tuesday afternoon, it's nice to see Margaret Mills back with us again. So, hi, Margaret. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Great stuff. Now, what are you going to be telling us about today?
I'm going to be talking today about one of the owners of Highlands House at Chelmsford, a gentleman by the name of Sir Daniel Gooch.
No relation to the cricketer Gooch?
No, but very much a relation to the engineer Daniel Gooch, who was a contemporary of Isambard Kingdom Brunel.
Oh, right, okay. Well, explain more, please.
Right, well, Sir Daniel Gooch was one of the owners of Highlands House. There have been many. He actually bought Highlands in round about 1906. He was, as I've said, a relation of the Gooch, a member of the Gooch family, well known as engineers and in particular railway engineers. Sir Daniel was well known for being quite an intrepid sailor. He was quite a daring character. He was also very fond of dog training. He trained all his own dogs. And he was very keen on exploration, in particular polar exploration. And he was invited in 1914 to accompany none other than Sir Ernest Shackleton as he was planning his visit to the South Pole. He did accompany Sir Ernest Shackleton. Sadly, he didn't manage to make it to the pole. As many people will know, the ship that they travelled in, the Endurance, became locked in ice and they were forced to abandon the ship. Luckily, no members of the crew were killed. They all managed to get off of the ice and managed to get away, including Sir Daniel himself. It's said that Sir Daniel, by the time he got back to Chelmsford and back to Highlands, had suffered very severe frostbite. But he was lucky not having to have any limbs, any fingers or anything amputated. But it certainly established Chelmsford on the map as the owner of Highlands House had joined this expedition. And Sir Daniel was quite an intrepid man in other ways as well. He was very keen that during the First World War in 1914, that Highlands be opened as a military hospital. And he gave over the house as a military hospital and himself financed only the best medical equipment for injured soldiers being brought back from Flanders and from France. So he was an interesting character and has gone down in history as being one of the crew of Shackleton's famous expedition.
Well, there we are. Thank you very much indeed. So where are you going next week after that?
Next week, I'm staying at Highlands for another event. Mm-hmm. And this is an event that took place during the time Sir Daniel Gooch was the owner of Highlands. And it was the first aero wedding.
The first aero wedding?
The first aero wedding.
Right, well, that's an amazing... All right, we'll look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.